I can tell you from our perspective, we've seen a significant drop-off. When the fees went up, we lost the non-residents, and we need the non-residents to help support our programs.
In 2009, city officials raised the cost of getting a rec card to $115 annually per non-Tampa resident. Based on the mayor's proposal, they would only have to pay $30. Residents would continue paying half that. Bayer said the cards are required to use many city parks and recreation services and facilities.
We've had a total of 8,500 folks with rec cards in the past year. And of that, there was a little over 1,200 were non-residents.
Bayer anticipates the cost reduction will boost non-resident participation in city services. And that's what he and the mayor are banking on to offset the cost of reducing fees.
But it should, if we increase participation, keep us even or actually bring in more revenue. And the situation is we lost so many non-residents who were normally in a program. Our participation levels and so our overall revenue went down. And so if we can bring it back up, it's just like if they were all residents coming in, even though they're going to have twice as much fee anyway at $30 instead of $15. So we should entice more people into our programs.
City officials in 2009 also raised fees on after-school programs from about $1 a month to $25 per week. Summer programs jumped from $70 for a 10-week program to $55 per week. The city won't be raising that again, and facility rentals are being slashed from $125 per hour to $75, and two-hour gym rentals will now cost $200 instead of $500. The cost for an all-day rental will remain $500. Bayer said that move should also bring in more business for the department.
Sometimes when we were restricted to, I think it was a four-hour minimum, a lot of groups didn't need it that long, but they had to pay the full fee. Now we have basically created a new category of the 2 hours in there. So it makes it more user-friendly for somebody coming in.
Other reductions include eliminating double charging. Based on the proposal, only league fees would be charged for sports teams, and having a rec card would no longer be required. Bayer said that has already been tested, and the results were promising.
The department did a test case by removing the rec card requirement to register youth in our soccer program, and it led to a 47% increase. We went from 283 children in 2011 to 416 in 2012.
Right now, the fee reductions are only a glimmer in Mayor Buckhorn's eye. The proposal will go before City Council for approval before anything is implemented. Councilmember Yvonne Yoli-Capin said she has already arranged a meeting with Bayer to crunch the numbers.
Of course, we have concerns on the budget. We have a deficit that the mayor is stating is $30 million, and the mayor is proposing to reduce the Parks and Rec fees. And I would be very much in favor of it, but I would like to see the numbers and that we can actually make up the difference and not have to dig in more into our budget deficit.